Hi, Eagle 97.7, you're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Dwayne.
Hey, Dwayne.
Dwayne, what can we do for you?
I'm calling about what you was talking about on the radio today, about giving out tickets.
Oh, you're calling for Powerball tickets?
Yes.
Dwayne, we got a winner, but we will be giving another ticket away before 9 o'clock. If you won Powerball, what's the first thing you're doing?
Vanishing.
See, that would
this
be me.
This may be the last time we hear from Dwayne.
Yeah. See, that would be right. Me. And the thing is, like I said to Amy, like if you just you know, you live maybe just say like just in a rancher and you got kind of like a regular job and stuff, and you won that kind of money, people around you would start to get suspicious when you start buying like these new cars and you know, and doing stuff to the house and stuff. I think you have to, if you won that volume of cash, I think you have to go and take yourself somewhere new where no one knows you.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think you really would.
Oh, you're right.
All right, Dwayne. Well, you have about another hour before we'll be given another ticket away within the next hour, I should say, right before 9 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck.
All right, thanks. All right, 7:50. So there's a big thing going on the West Coast right now.
Yeah, it's their tech fair or tech whatever you want to call it in Vegas. They have a few things, and some of the I'm always amazed by technology, how far we've come in just, I mean, 12 years. I remember graduating high school in 2003, and cell phones, nobody even had them. Nobody cared. And it was like, I had a little Nokia phone when I went to college, and my ringtone was Salt and Pepper Push It. It was just beeps, boop. Like, that's all it was.
And you played Snake?
Yeah, you played Snake on it. And now you look at everything. I mean, there's more technology in your phone than there was that even existed 20 years ago. It's amazing. So they have a few new things. They're called bio-wearables. Okay. One specific one is called Tech Tats. They're temporary. They're self-applied. They monitor your vital signs. It's like a Fitbit, but one that you stick on you.
Okay.
And also, it would start to act as a wallet. So it would, you know, you have the wallet on your phone that you can scan. It would just be on this tech tat, and they're saying that it makes people safer because it's not something people can snatch and grab off of you. That it's not a card you'll drop or leave behind because it's adhered to your skin.
I think in time, you'll get like a chip that
just microchip
inserted inside you, and you can just like scan your wrist, and everything's all
could
on.
Could you
there.
Imagine getting? You're going to get start getting robbed for your microchips. We'll be digging your microchips out of you.
Yeah.
They also have a food scanner.
This is cool.
It's called. Well, I start to get concerned because I know I've heard this could be a rumor. I don't want to instill fear, but that women who put their phone in their bras are getting breast cancer. So I start to get nervous about all the stuff that we're sticking on ourselves or using our food. It's called a diet sensor. It's a Bluetooth. It's a molecular sensor called SIO, and it'll determine the chemical makeup of your food and drink. So whether something's healthy, you know, whether you should eat it or not, and it all syncs back to an app on your phone. I get a little weirded out about you're putting waves into food when I guess maybe the stuff's already there. Who knows? And then these are also cool.
Like these.
Smart shoe. It's called Digit Soul. It's the world's first intelligent footwear. Now it will automatically tighten, which you remember the pumps when you were...
And you can get those. They're back out again.
They
now.
Are?
Reebok pumps, yeah.
Yeah, and then it will have a heater in it. It can heat your feet up to 100 degrees. It'll count your calories, your distance traveled, and that again syncs up to an app in your phone as well. You can get them supposedly in the U.S. and Europe in September, $450 it's going to cost you, though.
Wow, your boy JJ Watt does a commercial with those pumps.
Oh, he does? No, I haven't seen it. I've also seen shoes where the entire canvas of the shoe is a flexible screen, and you can change it. I mean, as you walk, it changes as a screen on an app from your phone.
Isn't it funny that getting excited about a shoe like that where... I would say 10 years ago, we were getting excited, and I don't know what shoe brand it was, but they had the bottle opener inside the shoe, so you could use the, you could pull it out.
Yeah, flip-flops.
Yeah, that was exciting technology now.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're giving everybody a chance to win a $50 gift certificate to Grotto's Pizza. All I have to do is take our 12 days of Christmas survey. It's multiple choice. It's going to be quick and easy, and you could win $50 to Grotto's. You can find it at eagle977.com.